Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, 254-697-4252. We can't thank them enough for sponsoring the program. Welcome, everybody. It's another week gone by. So much craziness going on in the world. We're going to try to encapsulate it in just a few minutes. We got Dr. Shelley Cole coming on in the 10 o'clock hour. And Dr. Shelley, she wants to be talking about 10 things. I have to look it up again, the way she worded it. I'll mention it in just a minute. But she'll be coming on in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll have her for a couple hours. I've got my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown, to my left. Judge Andy Isaacs to my right. Shelby Meyer back at the behind the box there. What is it? The board? Yeah, it's a board. So we're running on all cylinders here. Welcome to the program. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. It's a gorgeous morning out, and I'm off the grid.
You're off the grid. That's incredible, Colonel. How much did that take to get you that way?
It was quite expensive, but we're producing more than we can store and use every day, and we can go for 2 days at full throttle or for a week if we tone it down.
All right. Judge, how you doing this morning?
I'm so happy I can't hardly stand it. It's great. Everything is, you know, Morningstar Ranch is getting geared up for its auction on November 4th, and we're great.
Fantastic. Shelby, say hi to everybody. They missed you from last week.
Hi, everybody.
It's a three-hour show, Shelby. Three-hour show.
Well, I mean, you know.
All right. We're simulcasting right here. 105.1 FM The Ranch, also 98.5 FM at Rockdale, Carrick's Tea, Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. And the number here in the studio is 254-697-6633. All programs put into podcast form. Check it out on Spotify, Apple, Podbean. I want to thank the sponsors of the program. I want to thank all the private people, the people who donate privately. Couldn't do it without you. It takes a lot of money to run a show, two shows, two stations all month long. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Follow us. The whole works. Tell everybody you know. Now, in the beginning of this program is a blurb that says this is for entertainment purposes only. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I really don't pay attention to it, but it's the thought. It's the general thought of why that's there. Because people are ignorant. People are apathetic. They listen to anything. They don't do their homework. Look, if you listen to me, I'm speaking to you digested information. I gleaned it, I processed it, and now I'm spitting it out to you. It is your duty.
Amen.
It is your obligation. It's your requirement to make sure that I'm not crazy. Well, wait. Let me reiterate that.
Misinformed.
Misinformed. Okay. But the reason they put this on the program, and I really don't blame the station for putting that on there, because they're like, hey, I'm a business, and I got people who are ignorant and apathetic out there and are going to think something and try to sue me because of it. So I can see it in one respect. But it's the way it is in the environment across the U.S., all over the place. It's so litigious. Is that how you say it? Colonel, you're the dictionary. Litigious?
Yes, litigious. Yes.
Okay, there you go. Anyway, they want to sue you.
We miss Bill. Bill Huffman. We need you, man.
Okay, I want to take a couple minutes here to explain something. I've been doing this program for almost, 8.5 years now? I started off with a 30-minute show on KRXT. Charlie McGregor said, okay, Matt, I'll give you 30 minutes. I called it the Bullseye Report. Then it grew from there, and it went to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. I went from 30 minutes to an hour and a half, to 3 hours. Okay, I went from 1 day a week to 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. And then I'm back here now and been doing it here on this microphone here in this studio for the last year. And with it, we've had tremendous growth. The program succeeds. There's people out there who don't want it to succeed, but it succeeds anyway because it's the truth to the best of my ability. Now, what we've done in the course of those 8.5 years, back on the 5-day-a-week show, we would do meet and greets, and we'd get to see how the audience would come and the attendance would build and build. Colonel, you're there, and Judge Andy, you've been there. You know what I'm talking about. We've been in a theater, and the numbers kept growing and growing. More calls coming in, the whole works. And that's what happens. We had a snowball effect going on here. So with that information that I'm telling you, November 18th, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. I will be holding a meet and greet, approximately 1 to 1:30. It'll start right after this program. We'll get up there. We'll have the special guest host, the persons of the show here, Shelby and Colonel and the judge and all the special guest hosts. And we want to meet you, the listening audience. So there's food and drink available there to buy on their menu. It's good food, good price, good service, clean location. And we'd love to see you there. So mark it down in your calendar, November 18th, Saturday, starting at approximately 1 to 1:30. It lasts for a couple hours. And then we'll say goodbye, and we'll continue on. But that's how it is. It's gonna be, that'll be the mark of a one-year, basically, anniversary of this program since I've come back to this station. Okay, so there you go. And we'll be broadcasting and posting that probably 3-4 times in the show until that time. So tell everybody you know. All right, let me do a quick summary here of what kind of things are happening in the world. And I wanted to go back to Dr. Shelley, though. She wanted me to mention that she's going to be talking about the top 10 lies in healthcare. So get your note-taking material ready for that. We'll do the devotional.
And man, are they whoppers.
Yeah, they're big. True stories we can't do today. Word of the day, I'll do it in a moment. Quote of the day in a moment. And just Katie's at the bottom of the hour will be calling in with the scratch and sniff section of the program.
Port Graham?
Port Graham. All right. Since I'm running out of time, I'll go right to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, the conversation of a story. And Colonel and Judge, you've heard me say this time and time again. I told you, I told you, I told you. Here's the word of the day. The word of the day is prioritize. It comes from this headline. Victoria's Secret ditches prioritizing wokeness over sexiness after sales drop.
Mm-hmm. I never remember you saying that.
No. No.
I remember the exact time it happened.
Look, Victoria's Secret is looking good in lingerie. And
selling
those
sex.
Who don't look good, look at the pictures and say, if I buy that pair of panties or whatever. I'm gonna look like that.
Yeah.
Guys want to see that. Sorry, that's how it is. A woman who is not of that shape or style, okay,
secretly would like to be that way.
She would secretly like to be that way.
The thing is, they still make it for bigger sized women.
Then get your own catalog.
That's right.
Then get your own catalog. It's a major business
or for
mistake.
The girls that are wearing it. Oh. In the magazine.
Look,
my goodness. I don't want to see that image in my brain. Don't do that.
I'm coming to this article with this attitude. It's business. This is terrible business, and they're doing terrible business because they're woke, not awake. All right. The word of the day, prioritize. It's a verb. Designate or treat something as more important than other things. Moving on. Transgender female fencer scores world title over 14-time champion. How would you look? I said this before. You guys who want to be women and compete against women, you got a big freaking L on your forehead for loser. You're a freaking loser. How can you go
and a
home,
liar?
How can you go home and be proud of that feat that you just did? Supposedly, that's embarrassing.
One of the things they taught us at the academy was never to cheat at a sport, because you know when you're doing competition with your friends and stuff, they say, you know, it. He knows you're cheating. And he doesn't respect you, and you know you're cheating, and you don't respect yourself.
That's
and
there's,
right. It's better to have failed on the fields of friendly strife than to cheat.
All right, Colonel. There's two genders, right?
That's right.
No, there's not.
No, there's two sexes.
There are 72 other genders.
No, there's not.
No, I got it right. I got the article right here. I got it right here. 72 freaking genders.
How many different genders of bears are there? There's two.
There is an article about anthropologists, and they are, this multi-LGBT group is challenging the anthropologists because they only found two sexes in the graves.
No, I can't. No.
Look, I want to reiterate this. If you're a guy and want to dress up like a girl, I don't care, man. God bless America. Do what you want to do. I'm saying, come on. You're a freaking loser if you're going to compete against a biological woman and you're a biological man who thinks he's a woman. Come on. Wake up.
You know, I said this at camp, and it raised some eyebrows. I'll just say it on the radio, too. If you got the hee-haw hang down, you're a boy. If you got the split tail, you're a girl. That's it. Well, that's still a boy with the thing cut off.
All right. Now, you've heard me talk about Klaus Schwab. young leaders, World Economic Forum, the whole works. Jacinda Ardern down in New Zealand. I told you about the witch. That woman was crazy. Well, New Zealand ousts leftist lockdown loons after conservative wins election, which is great news. Wokeness went back to sleep. It's getting old. People are tired of it. Exasperated Republican governor moves to beef up border security. Quote, we're the only ones doing anything. I believe that's in, New Hampshire? What is up with this? Help me with this one. Solidarity? White House vows tough questions for Netanyahu. Wants zero civilian casualties.
This is totally impossible because...
Totally. We can't even
The Hamas uses deliberately, puts their headquarters in schools and hospitals and the basements and stuff, and in large apartment buildings in order to get civilian casualties because it's their propaganda organ. And you see this thing where the Hamas rocket hit in the parking lot?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, look, we got to go to a hard break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bulls of Bulls Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at bullsfinancialgroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S financialgroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. All right, everybody, welcome back. 254-697-6633. And just a lot going on. I kept the highlights short because I've got our awesome Dr. Shelley Cole coming in at 10, so we won't be able to hit too many of these stories, if any, but I just want to at least bring out the headlines that pop, okay? But right now, since we're in this section, I like to keep it regimented here so we get everything done. I've got Judge Andy Isaacson. And Judge, I've asked you many years ago to come on to do a revival prayer for this nation because the Lord knows we need it.
Normally, I would give some kind of words of wisdom before we started, but I really feel like today we need to pray first. So we're going to go right into it.
Let's do it.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I just pray for this nation. I pray for our people. Lord, we need rescue and we need revival, not a superficial thing, but we need a deep seated in our gut revival, Lord. Lord, we pray for the protection of Israel and what's going on over there. And we pray against the propaganda that's already started on our news channels about what that is. Lord, we pray for the innocent that's being devastated for this on both sides. And Lord, we pray for that you'll come back and rescue us, because that's the only chance we got. Lord, we have kids that don't know you that are going through school. We have adults that don't know you. Lord, we need you to show yourself. Show yourself in any way possible. Lord, just use us. Use me. Use Matt, the Colonel, Shelby. Use us, Lord, in any way you can. Lord, we need you so desperately. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Morningstar Ranch, you know, is about change. We get kids and we get vets that don't know who Jesus is. They don't even know Jesus in the Bible most of the time. And the last time we had the men vets a couple of weeks ago, we had three accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior at the camp.
So that must be a great feeling.
Oh, man, you don't know. You don't know. It brings me to tears every time. Every time. In November 4th at 3 o'clock, we are having a live and silent auction for Morningstar Ranch. What happens is Diamond Wishes Children's Charity out of Dallas has 400 corporate sponsors. And their 400 corporate sponsors give us new stuff. And their sponsors like Walmart, Royal Caribbean, Lowe's, and Home Depot, and on and on. And they donate the stuff. It's all new stuff. They bring it. And then we auction it off, and we get 100% of the proceeds. And we need, this is how we keep things going. It pays the light bill, it pays the insurance, it pays all the stuff that it takes to run Morningstar Ranch Camp. And we need as many of you to participate as you possibly can. 3 o'clock on November 4th, come to Morningstar Ranch, which is 4701 County Road 328, Milano, Texas, 76556. There will be signs up, because we also have a trail ride associated with this, so you can just follow the red and white signs, or some of them are white and red, whichever one, and just follow the signs to us. Now, if you want to eat Rita Kay's world-famous chicken spaghetti, that's at 12:30, and you need to let us know by giving us a call at 512-455-2552 and let us know you're coming so we make sure we have enough food. We generally never run out, but, you know, if I had 100 people show up, then I need to know that.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us have our own agendas. If you're single, you got your own agenda. If you're married, you have your own agenda. If you're married with children, if you have a business, blah, 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 blah. And I want you to succeed in everything you do. I want you to go the desires of your heart and achieve it. However, it only works because this nation is a gift from God. It's being chipped away, disintegrated, and destroyed. You must, I must, we must go above and beyond what we do normally. We must. So if you're working your job and you feel led to donate to Andy of some way, manner or form, or donate to this program that I can continue to put out information, or whatever scenario it is, you've got to do something, whether it be money, time, whatever else you can do.
You know, it's in the scripture. The more you give, the more you get. It's not about money.
And it's not about material things.
That's right. It's not. The more I can do to further the kingdom of Christ, the better things get for me. And I'm going to tell you, it's over and over again. I can give you song and verse time and time again. If you want to give to Morningstar Ranch, go to msrministries.org, and there's a giving button in the top left-hand corner, and you can go through that tithely. That's the best deal we've got, and you can give. And if you want to give to certain things, there's a drop-down box. You can pick what you want to give to. So whether it be the vets, kids, general fund, whatever it is that you want to do. We need your help. We cannot do what we do without you. There's no way. We can't do it. So we got to have your help to keep doing what we do. And MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. God bless you, and I appreciate it.
And it's always a pleasure. I want to thank McGuire Tire too, Casey and the gang, for sponsoring Amen. This segment. I've been dealing with Casey for 20 plus years. Those guys are great. They take care of me. They'll take care of you. They got two locations.
And they're honest.
Colonel, you've got a testament to that? Go ahead.
Yeah, I went in and I thought I had an expensive problem, and they said, you don't need a new tire pressure measurement system. What you need is a patch.
Well, that was easy money for them, but they didn't do it. I know those guys.
I went from $80 to $20. You know,
those guys literally will bend over backwards because they're not going to screw you out at something. They're going to really say, hey, this is it.
I would send my wife in there, and I cannot say that for any other mechanic that I know in Temple.
Really?
Well, Mac. We got Mac the mechanic. All right, now. They got two locations. One's McGuire's in Temple, 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simple yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Now, I do devotionals Monday through Friday. I've been doing it for a long time to a long list of people. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio, so today is no different. I pick one from the week, and this one, I believe, is on Tuesday. So if you're on my devotional list, you can refer to Tuesday's devotional. Good morning. Based on God's word, government is good, and I agree. It's the people running it, those who are contrary to what the government allows them to do, that I have a problem with, and you should too. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. I close. It says it all right there. We cannot be ignorant to God's word or to our government. An informed citizenry is what keeps everything in its proper place. Let's all learn more the Word of God and learn more our Constitution and learn to be better Christians and better citizens. Our souls and our way of life depends on it. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seeds, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat. Back to the Word of the Day. The Word of the Day is prioritize. It's a verb. Definition, designate or treat something as more important than other things, comes from the headline, Victoria's Secrets Ditches Prioritizing Wokeness Over Sexiness After Sales Drop. So give me a call, 254-697-6633. If you get it into a sentence and the colonel likes it, I got a prize for you. Now, Colonel, you got your quote?
Let me get my paper up here so I can read it. A liar is not one who tries to bring reconciliation amongst people and speak good in order to avert dispute, or he conveys good. And this is a quote from a book.
Would you read that again, please?
All right. A liar is not one who tries to bring reconciliation amongst people and speaks good in order to avert dispute. And you can say that's to conceal a bad act until it can be completely operated, all right? Or he conveys good. So if you reconcile a husband and wife and you have to lie about what one of them said, that's fine in Islam.
Okay, Victoria's Secret ditches prioritizing. I bring this up again because the wokeness crumbled Victoria's Secret. Wokeness crumbled the Boy Scouts of America. Wokeness crumbled, what's the other main one we've always talked about? I can't remember.
Bud Light.
Bud Light, thank
20%.
You. 20%. Wokeness, you're asleep. If you're awake, you can understand. But if you're woke, you're lost. There is a big difference. There's a big difference.
This is part of the communist goals. And remember that not all, but 90% of education, at least 90%, is taken over and is following the goals of the communist manifesto.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I do a devotional, I have to double, triple check it to make sure I didn't take it out of context or whatever. And I say a prayer that it goes out that way. It's the same thing with facts like we're doing. The colonel just mentioned something. It's recorded in the government record.
The congressional record, 1963.
We'll be back in three.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com.
everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. Call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. We appreciate them. We appreciate you listening. Now, we've got... Is Katie on the line? She's not on the line. Okay. Well, if Katie doesn't show up, we're going to go into what the Colonel has and give him a little bit more time, which is, ladies and gentlemen, if you slow down, if you listen hard, you're going to get some great information here. It all fits together. It's sometimes it's hard to listen because you're like, this is foreign information to me. I haven't heard this before. What are you talking about? Oh, it can't be that bad. What? But when you're in it, and you're looking at it, and you're studying it, and you're connecting dots, a whole different picture gets drawn, and it goes, oh my goodness, we have a challenge here, okay? So before we get to the Colonel, Ma's Place, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. Great food, great price, great atmosphere, great staff. Vicky does a fantastic job running the show. Katie does a fantastic job as well, doing the same thing. They're expanding, and I'm hoping they get to tell us soon about their pizza and bread situation. And it, the only problem I think they have is permits. It's just a matter of paperwork, finishing up the paperwork. But everything else is up and running. So check them out. If you can't remember that, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and click on the Moz icon there. You'll see the menu, the whole works. And it's good eating. Check it out. Bring the family there. Have a good time. Colonel? What do we got going on, sir?
All right, I got two things this morning. The first part, I'm going to talk about the 14 constitutional amendments being proposed and recommend constitutional actions, in my opinion, and which ones to vote for and against.
Now, I just had Shelby put up, if you're watching Facebook Live, it may be backwards. It's probably backwards. Just figure it out, though. He's listed them, and it's a cheat sheet. He's going to do that now.
Okay.
Just want them to see it.
Put a mirror up there and look at the mirror.
Is just scroll, go to Aaron's Gun Shop Facebook page, scroll down a post or two, and you'll see the picture of it.
And I've turned it in on a PDF and six up so that you can print up some and pass them out to your friends that you would like to. We need to encourage people to participate so that the special interest groups can't pick your pockets. Proposition one. Okay, now the second part is going to be on the Sharia law again. We're going to re-talk about this and reinforce some of the things on that. And I want to thank our sponsor, Bill Schumann, Green Tree Farms, Grace Trail. And the grace is grace, release, to accept, to challenge, and to embrace. And as you walk along the trail, there are stations where you can sit and contemplate these things or stand and contemplate. And this is up at Troy, Texas. So look up Green Tree Farms in Troy, Texas, Grace Trail. And you can search for this on the internet or on Facebook. Bill's going to retire next year, and he's already got plenty to do. His wife, Linda, has him lined up. All right. Let's talk now about these propositions. Proposition 1. Now, this is 14 of them. Proposition 1-4 proposes a constitutional amendment to protect a person's right to engage in generally accepted farm, ranch, timber production, horticulture, wildlife management practices on real property that the person owns or leases. It's for liberty. That's good. Prop 1. Prop 2. Against corporate welfare. Vote against this one. 6 proposes a constitutional amendment to allow the governing body of a county or municipality to exempt from property taxation all or part of the appraised value of real property used to operate a child care facility. This is the government picking your pocket to pay for somebody else. This is not what government should be doing. Governments are not instituted among men to pick one citizen's pocket or one taxpayer's pocket and put it in somebody else's pocket of their choice. Proposition number 3, for not taxing farm equipment and other capital, proposes a constitutional amendment to prohibit the legislature from imposing a tax based on the wealth or net worth of an individual or family. That's not the job of government.
Before
and that's another communist outcome leveling proposition, wealth transfer. Proposition number four, for reducing taxes. Yes. All right. Proposes a constitutional amendment to modify certain provisions of the Texas Constitution related to property taxes, and basically it increases the homestead exemption from $40,000 to $100,000 for property. This is good. Now, they'll get back and get their money some way, but for right now, it's a step in the right direction. Proposition 5, again, socialist training camps don't need more money. Until we get control of our educational institutions, which were taken over when the communists passed their original goals. They have the first teachers' college was on a communist commune, and we have never regained control of education. And they use it for communist goals to build good little communists. And we need to get control of that. But no more money for that. All right. Got that against more government spending. Proposition 6, against more government spending, change for the water, charge for the water, okay? Proposes a constitutional amendment to create a Texas Water Fund. The Texas Water Fund would be a special fund in the state treasury outside the general revenue money. And so if it's outside of this control, they're going to be getting in your pocketbook. Proposition number 8, against, to get the state out of business. Use, and this is for a wideband infrastructure. Proposes a constitutional amendment to create broadband infrastructure fund.
Say that 5 times fast.
Yeah. To create a broadband infrastructure fund. And this is, we have available commercial ways to provide broadband anywhere, and we need to use that rather than paying private contractors and establishing duplicate service. Proposition 9, but not a solution for the Federal Reserve. This is to fight inflation, okay? Proposes a constitutional amendment to authorize the legislature to provide cost of living adjustment to eligible annuitants of the teacher retirement system of Texas. Now, these teachers that retired back in 1972 or a long time ago, they're still going, and they have not had their retirement adjusted for inflation. The cause of inflation is too much money chasing too little product, and the Federal Reserve, at the direction of the Congress, and sometimes without any control or audit, is printing money and passing it out, so there's too much money. People are not producing anything. They're being paid to sit at home on welfare. And that causes inflation. And that reduces the value of the money in your pocket. Gold, the price of gold has gone up 5,700% since 1972. Proposition 11, against, we should not be borrowing for maintenance funds. And Proposition 11 proposes a constitutional amendment to expand the authority of the legislature with regard to conservation and reclamation districts in El Paso County. Now, it's only El Paso County to build parks and stuff, but part of this was also for the maintenance, and you shouldn't borrow money for daily maintenance, in my opinion. That's not a good use. Proposition 12, 4. Set the example for all counties. This proposes to abolish the office of county treasurer in Galveston County. Now, only Galveston County's vote counts in this, but it's a good chance to send a message that we should abolish all county treasurer's position and shift it to the duties to another qualified person. Proposition 13, against. All right, age is not a good measurement of ability. And this proposal is about changing the mandatory retirement age for state justices and judges. Currently, the state constitution establishes that judges and justices that Andy has to retire, our district courts must retire at the expiration of the term when they reach 75, not less than 70, as the legislature may prescribe. So This is not a good test. If they want to test eligibility, they should test on a portion of the bar exam every 2 years and see if the person still has cognitive ability. We got
the deal for that is...
Hold on. Let's get this in. One more to go.
All right. Proposition 14. Against government in places it should not be. Use fees to pay for part. This proposal, a constitutional amendment to establish Centennial Parks Conservation Fund as a trust fund outside the state treasury. So okay, this is another one.
We had questions on 7. They missed it. I told them what it was, but 7 is against.
Okay.
And we're out of time, Shelby.
And 7 is against corporate welfare.
30 seconds.
And this is for the amendment to establish a Texas Energy Fund. Okay. The Texas Energy Fund should be a special fund of the state treasury outside the general revenue fund.
Okay.
We have plenty of money.
Number 3 is for, and number 10 is against, to answer those questions that are coming in. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3.
Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Visit thektheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thektheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rockdale, Texas, since 1947.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
All right.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating in Lenox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, 254-697-6633. And I got to compliment, Shelby for an excellent job. I threw something new at her, and she's blended it in quite nicely. And Colonel, I want to compliment you too. Ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed to have the Colonel on this program. I remember about 4 years ago now, was it, Colonel? You called up one time, and I've been looking for somebody who knew about the Constitution. And I say, get that guy. Call him back up. And he's been with me ever since. So we thank you for that. Colonel, continue on.
Okay. We're changing gears now. You can go. We have it listed on the Facebook, the references, where you can read the entire proposition. And also, the verbiage that implements it is very important. And Andy pointed out on that Prop 13, not only does it change the retirement age that they talk about, it also requires that all judges be lawyers. And this, some counties don't have any lawyers, which is a good thing.
That's right.
Find that county and go to it.
Yes.
All right. We're changing now to Islam. And the book is Islam Tolerant. And it's by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. And there are a number of chapters. We're going to be dealing with chapter 5 right now. And the thing is deception. Now, we also have the socialists who believe the ends justifies the means. And when the ends justifies the means, they will lie to you. The current administration will lie to you. And they say they're going to give $100 million to Israel. They're lying to you, okay? Yeah. They're giving it to Hamas. And no matter how this works, it works against us. Socialists, if they say something, look the other way because they're not telling you the truth. They're required to lie to you by their beliefs. So now then, Islam and deception. Deception in Islam comes in two forms. There's one, deception for Islam as an entire operation, as a government way of government. If it protects Islam, then that's good. If it advances Islam, you should lie to them. The other way is for a Muslim to get out of trouble or to advance Islam on an individual basis. Any Muslim is authorized to lie to you. They can deny that they're backing Sharia law and say that they will support and defend the Constitution. They consider Sharia law to be infallible. The Quran and the Hadith and the Surah. All right, the Quran is the 14% of Islam that's religious. The Hadith is the biography of Muhammad, and everything that he did is the perfect example for a Muslim. And this applies for the Surah also, which is sayings and examples of things that Muhammad did or said, which are to guide the behavior of Muslims. Those three documents create Sharia law, and whatever is in these is considered to be infallible. So when they say that they're going to strike your neck if you're a non-believer, you should believe them. When Iran chants death to America in the streets, you should believe them. When they say they're going to kill all non-believers that don't convert to Islam, or just kill them outright and not even give them a chance to convert, you should believe them.
They convinced me.
And if we think that they are not coming, when they chant death to America and our borders, it's not just the southern border, our borders are open, and everybody that wants to come to America for any purpose whatsoever can come in here without any trials or background investigation or vetting, we are in trouble. Now, my personal, the way I think, I'm not going to say believe, believing is a religious experience, but thinking, I think that there are sleeper cells in every major city in the United States. This is how it's directed in their books, that they should hide within their victim until they're ready to cut their throats. And they will wait, and then they will come out, and they will attack America at the what they consider an opportune thing. And we are facing a financial crisis in this country. And I think that when this financial crisis hits, they will compound it. There is no defense. The cities are unarmed. They don't have a militia available to help protect. Now, Israel at least had some people in the reserves ready to go to work and to fight. And they caught them coming in. They didn't have advance warning, but they caught them coming in and started attacking some of them. We don't have this. They will come out in the cities and they will slaughter and maim. It's going to be deep trouble. So we've got a lot to look forward to here. And the quote today, a liar is not one who tries to bring reconciliation amongst people and speaks good in order to avert dispute, or he conveys good. So if they lie to you in order to avoid a fight with you until they're ready to cut your throat, they're authorized to do that. This comes out of Bukhari 3:857. Quote that, I'll still buy you lunch. All right? And we want to push the airport out here, too. Today, there is an air show. I heard the ad for it early this morning on the show. But we have four air show acts, four acrobatic acts. And we have...
I'll tell you what, Colonel. Look that up. Do the announcement. Just do it in a second. But I got people asking for these numbers again.
Okay.
All right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. The propositions here, based on the Colonel's opinion and study and research and knowledge, get ready to write this down, okay? Propositions 1 through 14. I'll go through them with a for or against after, okay? Proposition number 1, for. Number 2, against. 3 is for. 4 is for. 5, against. 6, against. 7, against. 8, against. 9 is for. 10, against. 11 against, 12 is for, 13 against, 14 against. Okay, Colonel, go ahead.
All right. A quick thing here on, I talked with Ginger Watkins from the development area there of the city government, and there will be food trucks, ice cream, four aerobatic acts. There will be a short takeoff and landing demonstration by a local man from Hearn, and he is in national rankings. He will show you what an airplane can do when it comes to landing in a short distance and taking off in a short distance. And as the wind comes up this afternoon a little bit, he will really be able to get off the ground in a hurry. Goes from 10 to 3, Cameron Airport on Highway 77, just north of town. And
this is a free event.
Free entry. Come in there and enjoy. Bring the family. And there'll be lots of things to do there. So that's where we're pushing. Back to my primary thing that I want you to understand. This is absolutely essential. You have to understand that they consider, the Muslims consider the Sharia books to be infallible. And when they direct them to murder all non-believers, to kill them, to strike their necks, you should believe this. And you should take this into account. Our government is infiltrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. They were put in place by previous administrations, the Bushes, the Clintons. These people all helped establish them throughout our government. And the Muslim Brotherhood, can you believe that you can leave $80 billion behind worth of equipment without a plan? I do not believe in competence for one second to leaving $80 billion in Afghanistan. This was an act of treason by people embedded within our DOD and within our government in the cabinet. And we also have the Council on Foreign Relations, which has publicly documented that their goal is one world socialist government. They are not for our Constitution, and we should not trust anybody.
Do you know why they write it in public? Do you know why they write it? Because they know the public's not going to read it. And they communicate with each other.
Yeah, and we have our socialist educational institutions have dumbed down the American public and taught them no civics. They don't know their Constitution. They don't know their rights. And they don't care to vote. And they get involved. And this constitutional...
They spend election. All year, a lot of people spend all year to prep for Black Friday.
Okay, that's it, y'all. And these 14 propositions, if there are only four of them or so that I'm for, and the others account for over $1 billion of spending.
There's five
additional
of them.
Spending.
I'm correcting you. There's five of them you are
five
for.
Of them five that of were for. For. Okay, so.
And nine
against, and those nine account for a huge additional expenditure of government funds. So I'm running out of time.
Okay, well, great.
Things
this
to
is
say.
It's perfect timing here. Got about 30 seconds before the top of the hour. I've got Dr. Shelley Cole in the wings. The doc is in the house, and she's got some great information to tell us. She wants to go over the top 10 lies in healthcare. So get your note-taking material ready. She's going to be laying it on the line here. And we just had...
And the number one lie is that the COVID vaccine is good for you.
Now, if you scroll down some of my Facebook page, you'll see an interview with Dr. Shelley Cole and I of Wednesday of this last week. And now she's here again. So we'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. budgethostcameron.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Now, we're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call in the studio. Got a question for Dr. Shelley? She'll be more than happy to answer for you at 254-697-6633. Podcast. All the shows are turned into podcasts. You can check them out on Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Go to the radio show page at aaronsgunshop.com. Scroll down. Donation button. If you feel led to do so. It takes a lot of money to support the program on two stations all month long, every month. So if you feel led to do so, do a monthly donation, that'd be great. Also, the wingman, the colonel, had to leave. Judge Andy Isaac still in the studio. And, of course, Shelby taking care of me with the board.
I was supposed to mention the early voting Monday.
Early voting. Early voting starts Monday. And I'll read the propositions once again, yay or nays. So just get your paper ready. But right now, Dr. Shelley Cole is in the studio. Shelley, it's always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm great. It's
the
good
room
to be here.
Was dim, but then you walked in and it got bright.
Well, that's nice. That's nice of you to say. It's really fun, I mean, to come down here and it's such beautiful weather. But I saw the chemtrails. I haven't seen chemtrails in so long. I hadn't seen them for a long, long time.
Starting to get a little,
you know, why? Because they said, oh, wait a minute, Texas got too much rain. We can't let that happen. We got to make the moisture go away.
Don't want the plants to grow.
People out there listening, oh, man, there's Matt's fourth head now. He's got three on his shoulders. Now he's got a fourth one talking about chemtrails. Well, if you knew what I knew.
Well, but you could actually see the chemical, and then when they stop emitting the chemical, and then when, mm-hmm. you know, they turn it on again. I mean, you know,
it's... I know there's some people listening right now who are pilots who are saying, no. They have patents. The government has patents for machinery to spew out that kind of stuff. But that's for another day.
There's a great documentary called The Dimming that will kind of completely dispel that if you're questioning it.
Global warming. Let's cover the sky. Keep the sun out.
Yeah, but they weren't. I didn't see them for months and months. It was really nice. I thought, oh, good.
If you like checkerboard, I've got great pictures of my sky that I took of all the chemtrails checkerboarding the sky. I'll send it to you and put it into a frame.
No thanks.
Okay.
No thanks. No. But it's checkerboarding this morning. It's not what I wanted to talk about. But
well, that's one depressing thing. Now tell us about 10 other things.
I wanted to pick the top 10, you know, and as I was going, I was like, man, I really need to add this one, but then I'm going to have to knock off one of them. And so I figured, well, these are just the top 10 that I thought of this morning, okay? But there are a lot more.
Let me think the top 10. That must mean there's like 100 of them.
There probably are at least 100, you know, but
and that's not surprising.
No.
It's not.
Government's big. They do things big.
It's not surprising, but I'd love to talk about whatever the listeners want to, you know, talk about and, you know, if they want to call, that'd be great.
There's your open invitation, 254-697-6633. Shelley comes in well-prepared with notes. We have great dialogue together, but we'll stop at a moment's notice if you have a question you want to call in for the doc. 254-697-6633.
Yeah, that'd be great. So a lot of folks think that, you know, before the pandemic, they thought medicine was great. You know, their doctor was great. They trusted their doctor, you know, and they thought they were scientists and they were kind of moral. And, you know, they took the Hippocratic Oath and they were told, do no harm. You know, they believe that.
Is it now called the Hippocratic?
That's probably, yeah, exactly. Okay. But for me, I had seen it for decades. In the profession, I had seen the problems, you know. So when we would be talking about heart disease and how they always push those low-fat, low-calorie diets all those years, you know. And they really started back when Eisenhower had his heart attack. And so they said, we need to cut the fat out of the diet. And so we started to limit the amount of fat in the diet, and they villainized saturated fat. But what you got to realize is saturated fat is what makes up the cell membrane. I mean, and the cell membrane is actually the brains of the cell, okay? It's not the nucleus that carries the genetics. It's actually the cell membrane that's the most important part of the cell.
Well, now listen, Shelley, you open up the door for phone calls, and we've got one right now. So let's hit this. This mic's going to be dead when we get him on the air, and you can take my microphone, okay?
Okay.
All right. Caller, welcome to the program. How you doing this morning? Dr. Shelley's right here. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Shelley. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a question for you about ivermectin.
Yeah.
Well, I've been taking, obviously, for several years, the horse paste. And I was told by an old vet that the injectable or the liquid is, not to use it because it has a preservative in it and it's not as effective as the horse paste is. Is that something that you know anything about?
Well, I usually tend to prescribe the actual prescription ivermectin, the pill, so I haven't ever used. But I will tell you, having taken care of a bunch of people over the pandemic, they would use the vet prescriptions for ivermectin or over-the-counter scripts for ivermectin, and a lot of the times they didn't work, and it was mostly because they didn't get the dosing right. That was the problem, you know. So I don't know, you know. Unfortunately, Big Pharma has a lot of scripts, and a lot of things in the prescriptions that are a problem, you know, so...
Right.
I'm sure there are bad things in the prescriptions that we get every day. But I'd go with the human ivermectin. But actually, the dosing is exactly the same for a horse or a human. It's 400 micrograms per kilo.
Yeah, it says, I think on the box that I have, it says 1 mil, or basically 1 notch, 1 mil per 250 pounds.
1 mil?
I think it's what the...
Yeah.
Whatever it is, the 1 notch of it is what it shows per 250 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
So would that be
it's got to have a milligram per mil, or, you know, it's got to have some kind of dose in that volume of liquid. But I'll tell you, ivermectin is absolutely miraculous.
I agree.
I've been on it for how many years now? Yeah. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Does it ever build up an
immune? Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I've been taking it off and on and took it all through the pandemic, and obviously I didn't get COVID, so I've got to think that something was going on right. But, I've heard that there are other benefits. A friend of mine had told me that you were on the show and we're talking about some of the cancer work they were doing with ivermectin.
Absolutely. The anti-cancer benefits... every patient that we have with cancer coming in the office, we put them on it. So there was a fascinating study. Well, there are 40 different mechanisms at work in ivermectin. So that's why we kind of lean towards ivermectin over hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine has cancer benefits also, but it doesn't have the ability for the immune system to modulate, to, you know, increase as it needs to and then go down, and so we like the ivermectin better. But the study that was so amazing was looking at people who had just 8 therapeutic doses, and that was the 400 micrograms per kilo, and they did it over a 5-month period of time. So just 8 doses, that's not even 2 doses a month, people had their all cause of death decreased by 40%. Now, I don't know of any other prescription med that there is a decline in all cause of death by 40%. That's right. Probably CDC has maligned it so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Carlton,
hold on 1 second. Shelby asked a question, right, which I thought was pertinent. Is there any buildup or side effect from ivermectin, or is it just a clean drug that's okay?
It doesn't seem that it works like an antibiotic, because the antibiotic is building up resistant strains, mm-hmm. you know. So it you know, but we have people on it for long term, and they've been doing great. So you're on it.
I'm fine. Yeah,
of course, you know, the FDA, you know, their deal is, oh, it's terrible. You shouldn't use it. You know, all that good stuff. Of course, now you're talking, I think, about some of the farm prescriptions also, that those dosages, but regardless, ivermectin is ivermectin.
It is.
Okay, Carlton, I'm going to let you go because we're coming up on a break. Great question. Please. Appreciate the call, buddy. Okay, Shelly, we've got about 45 seconds probably. Why don't you just
30
seconds. Put it 30 together,
seconds? We'll come back. Well, about ivermectin, we've been using it in COVID long haulers with really miraculous results. We had somebody that was bound to oxygen 24 hours a day, literally. And this was after a year, and they're doing great, you know.
All right, we're coming up to a break. When we come back, Dr. Shelley Cole will continue on. Continue to bring in your questions, 254-697-6633. Send them via Facebook, whatever, however method you want to do it. Love to get you on air so everybody can hear your questions, though. 254-697-6633. Be back in just a few minutes.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Are you looking for something fun to do? Then you need to check out the K Theater in Rockdale. For movies, for concerts, live theater, or talk to us about your private rental needs. Call or text Brian Beard for details at 512-470-4343. The K Theater, located at 350 North Main Street in downtown Rockdale. Or go to thektheater.com. Or find us on Facebook at K Theater.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas.
The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. With me in the studio, Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Check it out. If you can't remember that, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, click on our icon. Bam! There you are. What was that?
Bam.
Bam. That was you. Okay, I'm like, bam. Did I leave the speaker on or something? I'm waiting for Shelby to yell at me. Okay, 254-697-6633. Give us a call if you got a question for the doc. Doc?
We were talking about the lies in healthcare, mm-hmm. and we started on low-fat diets, okay? Mm-hmm. And they maligned saturated fats for 50, 60 years now and told us to eat canola oil and mm-hmm. corn oil and all these seed oils. And now soybean oil is pervasive. And so our fried foods are saturated with soybean oil. And the problem with that is these polyunsaturated fats are extremely toxic. And so they cause insulin to go up. And insulin is the hormone that causes inflammation. It makes our blood vessels stiff and rigid and hard and not malleable to all the blood flow. And so insulin is the inciting factor for cardiovascular disease. So blood vessel gets swollen, and eventually there's a crack in the vessel. And that's when, you know, the platelets come and the cholesterol comes to try to heal that plaque, which is another one of my lies, is that cholesterol is bad. Cholesterol, there are a few little important things that cholesterol does. One is it makes all our hormones.
So, isn't it the common statement, everything in moderation?
Yes, in balance. And there's a perfect balance to the cholesterols. And
you know, I love you and I hate you at the same time. Let me tell you why. When I go to the refrigerator to open, I go there thinking, okay, I used to just open it up and just take out food, eat, satisfied, Matt goes on his way.
Right.
Now I go, I can't do that. Don't eat the bread. That bread, no, the wheat's not the way it used to be.
The wheat's not the way it used to be. But you know, you're trying to, in moderation, do everything. But my profession, there are still doctors that are chastising patients when they come in and their total cholesterol is high, you know, that first number on the lipid panel, and they say, you know, that it should be less than 200. But that's ridiculous. If you have the good cholesterol, we call it HDL, then that number is going to be really high. And actually, the lowest death rate is seen in people who have a total cholesterol of 251.
Shelley, I got to ask a serious question here. How come you see it, but mainstream medical doctors, advisors, institutions don't? What's the deal? Is it the money factor of it, or is it?
Well, you know, we were talking on Wednesday. Uh-huh. We did a Facebook Live on Wednesday. And, you know, I try to read the medical literature objectively without a preconceived idea. Okay?
Yes, I remember you saying that, yes.
And so I just read it precisely what it is, what it says on the page. I don't have all of this 30 years of cardiology or 30 years of endocrinology or 30 years of gastroenterology, you know, and all of my training forcing me to look at a situation one way or the other. So I can absolutely see it a little more objectively and question it. I don't have to, you know, go by the dogma that, you know, I was trained with. Because you know, I wasn't in gastroenterology. I was in obstetrics and gynecology.
If I use your thought process in putting it to a military sense or a hunting aspect of it, going out there and observing the battlefield, you do a quick overlay, boom, 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 left, right, you're scanning, just for a general overview of what it is, and then you start to see anomalies, and you'll focus in on that based on your overall knowledge. Is that kind of what you're saying?
It is, but the other things it has to stand up to scrutiny. If it doesn't, if it falls, if it fails, you know, if one of their theories fails, like, for instance, the LDL. And so patients have been told that the LDL is bad. And some cardiologists are still even quoting, you can't have too low of an LDL. And some patients are now being told they need to have an LDL of less than 80. Okay. And
what will that do to them? If they had that. If you have a less LDL less than 80, what would that do to you?
So LDL is the cholesterol that fills up the crack.
Right.
So I guess, you know, are you going to be able to heal the blood vessel?
So you're not going to be able to heal correctly if you don't have LDL above 80.
Or it takes longer or something?
Well, I mean, if you don't have as much, you're not going to have the correct balance. You're not going to be able to heal that vessel. HDL is the type of cholesterol that comes and remodels the plaque and gets rid of it. It smooths it away. It gets rid of it. Flow, you know, efficiently through it.
So, Dr. Shelley, when you say they want it real low, getting that low, I'll get it in a second, getting that low is a major adjustment in your lifestyle and eating, right?
No, you can't lower your LDL with your diet. Even much to the contrary of what they told us in medical school, you know. Yes, you may.
So you have to do it chemically.
You have to do, yeah. When you say somebody's LDL less than 80, you'd have to take pharma. You'd have to take statins to do that.
So it's not naturally supposed to be that way.
No, it's not. So what happens is. The cholesterol test, when they put you on the statins, it literally just sucks the cholesterol back inside the cells. So yes, you're right. The bloodstream does not have as much LDL in it. Where is it? It's still being made. It's just now in the cell itself, not out in the bloodstream.
Shelley, we have another caller on the line.
Okay.
So I'm going to kill this mic here. Okay. Caller, welcome to the program. You got a question for the doc?
Yes, sir. I've been to the doctor, I don't know how many times, you know, and had the cholesterol check done and all that. And, you know, my cholesterol stays around 225. And every time I go, they want to put you on these statins. And I've read quite a bit of articles at different medical sites. One doctor in Europe was saying that your cholesterol is really not even high until it gets over 300, you know.
Right.
And I was just wondering your opinion on that, you know. And I know some people that have gotten on statins, and they told me it was the worst decision they ever made. And one lady died about a month and a half after she was on them. Yeah. So. You know, I told him I'm not taking. So,
well, you're too smart for that, and I'm so glad to hear that you're questioning it, because you know, 225 for a total cholesterol there's no consequence. Your total cholesterol does not dictate your risk for cardiovascular disease. The only two components of the lipid panel that affect your risk for heart disease is when your triglycerides are really, really high or your HDL is really, really low. The total cholesterol and the LDL do not affect your risk for heart disease. And so you're absolutely right not to take it. Like I just said a minute ago, that a total cholesterol of 251 has the lowest death rate. So that's what we should be trying to achieve. And so you're getting closer there. You're 225. You're better. But you have to, so keep going, keep fighting. You can get there.
You know, I didn't understand the doctor about it, because, you know, my triglycerides were perfect.
Yeah.
My bad cholesterol was just a little tiny bit over, you know, and my good cholesterol was okay. And, I, you know, I'm not going to take no statin.
Good.
You know, I just don't believe all that.
Well, so can we pretend that we're sitting in the clinic and I'm going to fully inform you. Can you tell me your name?
Yeah, it's Jimmy Zaleski.
Jimmy,
yes, ma'am.
I'm going to pretend to be your doctor, and I'm going to fully inform you of the risk and the benefit of taking a statin, and I want you to decide if you're going to do it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, taking a statin will lower your risk for a heart attack or a stroke by 1 to 2%. Does that sound pretty good?
That's not very good.
Not very good?
I'd rather eat pork.
and Jimmy, taking a statin increases your risk for diabetes by 46%.
Dang.
I believe that. I sure do. I've heard that also.
Yeah.
Jimmy, it's been great talking to you. I'm pressed on a hard break here. I've got to go to a commercial. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for calling in. Everybody else?
Hey,
yes, sir?
Thank you all, man.
All right, no
thank
problem,
you very man. Much.
Appreciate you. 254-697-6633. Got a question for the doc? Give us a call. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. The Cox's AC heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC, at 254-697-4252. I also want to make a mention, Shelby, remind me on this one, because you know how I get distracted. I'm like a cat with a shiny object. At the top of the next hour, I'm going to read over again Rayford's propositions, yays and nays. So everybody, because I'm getting tons and tons of questions about it, if you're listening, get ready at approximately, 11:03 maybe? Something like that, 11:03, 11:04. I'll come on to the show. We'll do the intro like we always do on the top of the hour, and then I'll list them over. So be ready. Now, with me right now, Dr. Shelly Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Check it out directly or go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and click on the icon. Shelly, talk to me.
So can I start with line number two?
You can do whatever you want.
All right, line number two. Acid reflux is caused by too much acid.
I thought that doesn't even make sense.
It was not enough acid.
That doesn't even make any sense, though. Acid reflux.
Right.
We mean you have acid, but the mechanism controlling it is not working.
That's the key.
Write that down.
Go
mark
Matt.
It on the calendar.
Go Matt.
We have a celebration
today.
Every year.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people are on Omeprazole, okay? Or you can get it over the counter as Nexium or Prilosec or those kind of things. And the problem is that they may have some acid reflux when they lie down, they're lying in bed, they get, you know, acid up. They may have a cough. A lot of people are presenting with a kind of a persistent naggy cough, and it's acid reflux. And so the doctor, they go into the doc, and the doc says, well, you have too much acid in your stomach. Okay? Now
so it makes it worse? Is that what you're fixing to tell us? They give them something to make it.
Yeah, well, they lower the acid.
Yeah.
They say, you have too much acid. It's coming up into your throat. It's too much. But what happens is when you're eating a meal, okay, the sphincter, the muscle between the stomach and the esophagus opens up, okay, so that you can get the food through the stomach like this, okay?
We're showing this on Facebook if you can see us.
That's right. So once the food gets into the stomach, then you make a whole lot of acid, the parietal cells, and that sphincter tightens.
Because we can't have acid going up the throat.
We don't want... The stomach's not going to churn and push the contents up into the esophagus. So that sphincter tightens. The esophagus. And it tightens. And so now you can start to break down and digest your...
That makes total sense. When you see it visually, I don't know about... I know guys. Guys are very visual. But the way you're talking about it and explaining it, you get such a clearer view.
Right. That's why I was trying to... So
you know, maybe I should bring in I got a statue of a human body,
right?
With all the organs and stuff. I should maybe bring it in when you come in.
Yeah, there you go.
All right,
we'll take the stomach out or something. But so acid reflux is not too much acid. Acid reflux is a open patent esophageal sphincter, and so some people go, well, wait a minute, I get some relief. I get some relief with my omeprazole. Don't you take it away from me. Some people have been on it for years, even though there's a black box label on it that says don't use for more than 14 days.
Oh, no.
You know, don't ignore that. You've been on it for decades. But what happens is the contents are still fluxing up into the esophagus. They're just not as acidy. Okay, so it's not as unpleasant. So what
we
want...
It's like adding a base to it to kind of neutralize
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's why drinking a whole lot of alkalinized water is not a real good idea with a meal. Because you'll neutralize your acid, right? You don't want to do that. But anyway, so the sphincter will tighten. Then you start to break down your proteins. That's where proteins are broken down, or in the stomach. And so they won't start to be digested until the pH is right at a critical number of 2.5. It's highly acidic.
Shelley, I have to see things, hear things, reiterate things for me to understand it better.
Yeah.
So it's not the acid that's the problem. It's the sphincter that closes up. The question really is, what's causing it not to close up, correct?
That's right.
Okay. I've paused.
And it has to have a highly acidic concentration in the stomach for the esophagus to tighten up. That's like the message. Okay, now you can start to digest your food. You've eaten enough. Now we can close up the sphincter and start to digest the food. And so when people take these omeprazole, you know, the PPI inhibitors, and it was interesting because, probably about 6 to 7 years ago, Scott and White had a newsletter that they sent out, talking about the surgery to treat acid reflux.
Oh, gosh.
Okay? And they were maligning the drug. It was like the first time I had ever seen them, like, come out negatively on a drug, you know? It's like, oh. And so if you looked at, they said, here are all the side effects of taking omeprazole. You have increased risk of arrhythmias because you're not absorbing your magnesium. You have increased risk for osteoporosis because you're not absorbing your calcium. You have all of these malabsorption symptoms because you're not absorbing your nutrients. You're not breaking down your nutrients. So people will complain of I get full really quick. I have no appetite. The food just sits in my stomach. I get bloating and gas because the bacteria are trying to get some type of energy off of the food. And so it ferments the food. So that's where the gas comes from. So omeprazole is really second to the statins because the statins are the worst. You know, when they make the insulin go up, then they cause a cascade of problems like high blood pressure. Okay. And the diabetes, the insulin stops working. And so,
Shelley, can I ask a question?
The omeprazole's on my hit list, number two.
Does a belly band affect any of what you're just talking about? The
procedure, lap band?
Whatever it's called to help people lose weight?
It does. So it's limiting the stomach capacity. So the lap is down into the stomach.
So it has nothing to do with the sphincter then?
Well, but it does because, you know, you're going to, if you eat more than a fourth of a cup capacity in your stomach, then, you know, you're putting a lot of pressure. I mean, that sphincter is not going to need, it's not going to be able to close. There's just not enough food in there. You know, I've always wondered, you know, that these really highly specialized, like surgical procedures, like the Roux-en-Y, which is kind of the gold standard for the gastric bypass procedures, they still have their stomachs, but they don't pass food through it. They still make acid. So they've got this sensation of fullness because the little remaining stomach is full, but they got all of this acid in the rest of their stomach. So they're like,
ew.
Like, they're like hungry. And then they got this fullness like, oh, I can't eat a thing more. But, you know, it doesn't make sense.
You know what would probably help? When you go to sit down and eat dinner, take 3/4 of it off the plate and go out for a walk or do some exercise, rake up the yard, look at the sun, get a nice cool...
Get in the sun.
Cool breeze in your lungs.
Well,
I hear you just say rake the yard? That is anti-man.
Well, I know this is a concept, but, you know, yesterday I was eating a sandwich, and it was it was one of those foot-long things. And you just cut it in half, you know, and you save it for later.
And eat slow. I've noticed that the slower I eat, the less I eat because I'll feel full in about 15 minutes.
So just think about it. You know, so if you're going to a restaurant, you have to realize their objective is not your nutrition. They want you to get in the door, so they're going to give you volume as much as they can, you know, put on the plate for and make a profit. And then they want it to taste good, right? So it's going to have salt. It's going to have butter and sugar in it.
Yep.
Yeah. So one of my next... on the hit list.
This is number 3 coming up? Or is this 4?
Salt is bad for you.
Oh, it better not be because I love salt.
Good. Well,
all kinds of salt. Every salt.
Well, so that's the problem.
Every salt.
So, well, that's the problem that, you know, my profession has now told all people to take less than 1,500 milligrams of salt a day. Mm-hmm. Okay. If we could even try to accomplish that, it would be impossible because it's, you know, naturally in our food. But, you know,
I have,
like
a plan.
I have a plan. Yeah.
If the plate's, let's say, an 8-inch plate and I got food on here and I got a salt shaker that go, I can let out a swath of salt in one sweep.
Right.
I'll go back and forth. And that's my salt.
So that's your like,
I'm not
and then
dumping
I'm,
it. I go 1, 2, 3.
Now you're gonna have to bring the salt shaker so we can actually, and you do it, and we'll catch it on paper, and then we'll measure it.
But there's some though that you just shake like this, and then there's some that you go.
Now does it? Is it white salt?
No, it's not white salt. It's it's the sea salt or it's Himalayan salt.
Himalayan, the pink salt.
Yeah.
Okay. So you all, when they refine salt and made it perfectly, you know, uniform in size and color. And
time went real quick. It was about 20 seconds.
Okay. They took the minerals out, 84 minerals that are in salt.
So it's worthless.
It's essentially worthless. Other than you get sodium and chloride, you just don't get your other minerals.
We got to take a hard break. We'll be back in 3 or 4 minutes. Dr. Shelley Cole, 254-697-6633.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Thank you.
mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures meet and greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Look, I forgot to mention this because we got a week to go. We've got to do it. We've got to do it a few more times before the end of the show.
Wiggle this.
It's... Wiggle this. How about now? You got me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Before next Saturday.
No, it's back at it.
It's back at it. What happened? What happened here? Let me go with this.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that?
Perfect.
Very good.
We're about to get at the EIB of EIB Golden Mike back out here.
Well, here's the deal. The 28th, right? 28th?
Yes.
Next Saturday is the Saturday before Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
We're all getting dressed up in costumes here, so make sure you get to watch us on Facebook here at aaronsgunshop.com.
They're
going to
vote on the best costume.
You're going to vote for the best costume, so I'll be winning the prize. Did you get that?
No.
Voting? No. I'll have Andy in here. I think I'm going to have Andy in here. Whoever's going to be on that day, what's it going to be? It's going to be Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group. It'll be me, Shelby, the Colonel. I wonder what Colonel's going to do. He's probably going to have a hat with a little propeller on top.
On an airplane.
Anyway, next Saturday, the costume party begins. Right now, Dr. Shelley Cole in studio, healthysuccessworks.com. And if you can't remember that, go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, click on our icon.
I want to go back to cholesterols for just a minute because there was such a fascinating study back in 2008. And what they did was... they looked at 137,000 heart attack patients. Okay, that's a big study. That's a trustworthy big study. You can start to get some statistical significance there. You can trust the results of this study because it's big numbers. And what they found was there was one common denominator for all the people. Their LDL, what we often call bad cholesterol, the one they've been pushing us to get lower and lower and lower and lower, the LDL was 20 points lower than the other people, than the controls.
Shelley, you keep giving us all this great information about the medical field and stuff. Why would I want to go to the doctor? He's going to kill me. I can do that myself.
Yeah. Well,
you got a point there, Andy. You really do. Look, before I studied, my turning point, my red pill moment was watching other film that you haven't seen coming to the Kennedy assassination. When I saw that and saw what they can do to a president, anything's up for grabs. In the medical field, thinking it's separate because, you know, the medics want to take care of people. Then once I've learned what they do, I can't trust anybody. That's why you're such a gem. Shelley, not you.
I'm not a gem.
You're a gem.
Yeah. I want to be a gem. So anyway, that I'm old enough to remember that a normal LDL was less than 180, okay?
Wow.
And now they want it less than 100, and some people are pushing for less than 80.
Why don't we just do away with blood?
Let's just get rid of it altogether,
you know.
And what's so interesting is, and I'd love to be a fly on the wall, if you went into your doctor's office, and let's say you have had a heart attack, and they pushed hard for you to get on that statin, okay? You know, did it help? Did it lower? Did you have another heart attack? I know someone who had 5 heart attacks, and he was on statins the whole time, okay? It doesn't work. That's why they switched the narrative from LDL, and then they lumped everything non-HDL versus HDL. That's kind of what they're pushing these days.
Shelley, this is along those lines, but it's the same, and I hate to disrupt because I know, okay, we're talking about cholesterol. If I go get a life insurance policy and my cholesterol doesn't meet the insurance company's narrative, then,
right.
That's a good point.
I mean, why do I tell the insurance company KMA?
That's kiss my...
okay, I figured that out. Yeah.
There's about 25-cent people like me out there have to need a little splaining.
Well,
25% people know what KMA is.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've got to change the system from being knowledgeable everyone needs to find these answers themselves. But, you know, my 10 lies, they're so obvious. You know, like, salt is bad? I mean, like, we don't get minerals in our food anymore, okay? The soil is depleted. So where are we going to get our minerals? In salt!
Shelly, I have a question. When it comes to government, and people realize and learn it for themselves, they have an avenue to correct it, and that's called voting.
Right.
In a medical side, if we've come to learn that, hey, this is crazy, what does the mass of people who've become aware, what options do they have?
Yeah, turn away. Yeah, don't go. I mean, you have to fund your health, okay? The insurance companies are not going to pay for you to get better because the bet is that you'll be off on another policy before you get sick. That's the probability. Those are the statistics, you know. 80% of people are in the healthy range, though. I really think that's got to be a lot less these days. And 20% are sick at one given time. And so it's the 80% that are taking care of the 20%. And so the bet is, well, you'll be sick when you get on someone else's, you know, policy. So they're not trying to get you better. You know, that's not their goal.
It's not profitable.
Their goal is to make money. Period.
It's not that's profitable.
Right,
to get you
right,
better.
Right. So people have to realize if they prioritize their health, they need to get out of the healthcare delivery system. It's not intended. You know, when you treat and let's see, that is lie number seven.
You just said something that's amazing because I don't have health insurance.
Right.
I'm a vet, and if I have to, I'll go to the VA.
Right.
So what I do is I try to maintain my body. I try to eat properly, stay good. In good shape, and all that kind of stuff. Because I'm staying out of that healthcare system because I don't want to get hacked, dissected, or drugged up.
Exactly. Exactly. And more people are seeing that every day. You know, what was interesting was the population of people who started coming out during the pandemic who had never gone to the doc in like 20 or 30 years. And they were coming to me because they were like, well, I trust you because, you know, you're speaking truth and I trust what you say. And they had not been to a doctor for 20 or 30 years because they already, you know, had their suspicions. But it really, you know, I kind of draw the line at the pandemic. Before I felt that docs were miseducated, you know, they weren't learning, they weren't reading, they weren't objectively looking at the science. But, you know, when they were turning people away and they had used ivermectin before, I mean, ivermectin's been on the market for 30 years. These docs used ivermectin. They knew it was a great drug for viruses. And they weren't using it. They were saying, nope, there's no effective treatment for COVID.
Is that because they're getting paid off to say no? Or is
yes.
It,
well, it was propaganda.
Right, it was all this right here. They got threatened with their livelihood.
With their salaries. Yeah. Absolutely. You cannot prescribe ivermectin.
And they try to shut you up.
Well, sure. I for the first time in my career, I got a complaint at the Texas Medical State, you know, the state board. And, you know, we had to spend a lot of money to fight it.
It's proven that you're just good to go. Golden.
People were, yeah, I was dismissed. I had two complaints filed. Never had a complaint, never had a true lawsuit before that. But, you know, I wear it as a badge of honor.
Yeah, amen. Frame the complaint.
I got one from the Ethics Committee, so I can tell you. I know how that's in.
Okay, so... let me go back. Let's see. We talked about cholesterol. Bacteria are bad. Okay? This germophobia that we have instilled in the public is really, really bad. Okay? The Clorox bleach wipe. When you wipe off a surface, this is not sterile. Okay? A lot of people's hands have been put on it. It's not sterile. So when you take a Clorox bleach wipe and you wipe it down, you're not going to like this, man? Is it? You're smiling.
No, when you're done, because what you're talking about, ridiculousness,
right?
I was going to tell you something, but go ahead.
Okay, so when you're wiping it down and you kill how many? 99.9%, right?
Depends on which video you're
is that watching. Is that 100%?
No. So that one
no.
you need to be
no. So it's the one, it's the point one that you know, the resistant indolent bugs, okay? Now you've completely removed all their competition and they can wreak havoc on the cervix. They're going to grow and replicate, right? They're going to fill up the space that you gave them. So why do you think there are more resistant bugs and dangerous bugs in the hospital?
Because of the stronger ones.
Because we keep wiping away all the good
ones. We kill all the normal ones and we let the bad bugs grow.
What I was going to say, we're going to a break. What I was going to say was I saw this news report of a cafe, I think it was in England. I'm not sure. They would wear these hats with 6-foot-long noodles off the hat so they would assure that the people stay 6 feet away from
them. Oh,
how
my God.
Stupid is that?
Wow.
All right,
how
we're
do you give
them
their food?
Yeah, you turn silent. And I got to reach to get it.
All right, we're going to go to the top of the hour. Now, don't forget, when we come back, I'm going to read the 14 propositions, yays and nays. Write it down now. Go 1 through 14 and either a why or a no. So it's going to be F or an A, for or against. So you don't have to keep texting me and saying, what about this one? But here we go. We'll be back in about 3-4 minutes and we'll take it from there. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
The award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, where qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number ACLB 009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host here. We're coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call at Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Dr. Shelley Cole's in the studio. If you got a question, 254-697-6633. Don't forget, all programs are put into podcast form. You can listen to it on Apple, Spotify, or Podbean. I want to thank all the sponsors, private donators. Is that how you say it? Donators?
Donors.
Oh, jeez. Told you I'm a 25-cent guy. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, follow us, the whole works, yada, yada, yada. Now, as promised, you should have your note-taking material ready. I have propositions 1 through 14, and these are the colonel's study of them and his opinion on them. I will say either for or against. Here we go. Proposition number one, for. Number two, against. Number three, for. Number four, for. Number five, against. Number six, against. Number seven, against. Eight, against. Nine, for. 10, against. 11, against. 12, for. 13, and 14, against. Don't forget, early voting starts tomorrow. Dr. Shelley Cole, before we forget.
Starts Monday.
What did I say?
Tomorrow.
I meant Monday. That's what I meant. Okay. Shelley, let's talk about your special guest on the 18th, which is the same day as our meet and greet.
Absolutely. I hope they'll be listening because I've invited a really good friend and really a world-renowned healthcare provider. He is not a doctor, but he read the literature. He started reading objectively, and he knows more than any medical doctor that I know of about mineral dysregulation, about iron toxicity, about the real causes of the conditions that we have.
And I got to stop you.
Yeah.
Shelley, you've been with me for quite a while now, and we know all the big-time players, the big hitters that we've had on the show.
Right.
List a few of them that we've talked to, connected to, and the name recognition just to show that you're not playing games here.
Malone's,
you know.
Yeah, well, you know, Peter McCullough. Yep. We had Stella Emanuel on. We've had Scott Jensen on. And then I just started not asking people. But we could ask. If people want to, you know, have guests, then I can absolutely ask some people. But Morley Robbins is who's going to be on next month when I come, on the 18th of November. And Morley.
Are you dressed up like a nurse?
Is he dressed up like
a... Are you dressing up like a nurse or a doctor?
Well, I'm not here for Halloween. You guys, that's next week, right?
Oh, that's right.
That's next week. Yeah.
You see, that's why I have such excellence around me. Shelby, she takes care of me. She tells me what dates are what. I'm getting the months mixed up.
Right. No worries. But we're going to be on next month. Morley is coming on, and we're really excited because everyone needs to know this. If you have a loved one that's male, you need to know this. But women, it affects them too. So we know that men die earlier than women. That's just the facts.
I think it's married men die earlier than women.
Married? So single?
cheating
men die earlier. But in all seriousness, men die earlier. The facts are the facts.
And that was a great conversation we had on Wednesday. I don't know how much you can tell right now, but it was really fascinating to learn why.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm so glad.
Iron.
And so everyone thinks that iron is great. You know, iron is good. Iron poor tired blood, right? Popeye the Sailor Man, you know, eats his spinach fortified with iron. The thing is that anything at a toxic level can be bad for you.
Absolutely.
Okay? So, yes, we need iron. We need iron to make red blood cells. But we don't need the toxic levels of iron that we get. Now, there are like 9 different type of iron supplementations for cereals and grains and our foods. And we're getting way, way too much iron in our bodies. So since 1940, they've been fortifying with iron.
Okay, that's a great point. 1940, if you were to look back, I'm not calling you on this. I'm just saying, if you were to look back, men would probably live longer.
Yes.
Because
yes.
they're not getting overdosed with the iron. Stop me when I'm wrong. Let me see if I'm a good student, okay? A woman, okay, ladies, respectfully, I say this, bleed every month until they hit menstruation, okay? So if they have an overload of iron in them, it is bled out.
That's right.
At menopause, though, they don't, so then their iron starts building up like a guy's has been since 1940 and on.
Exactly. So theirs builds up.
Got it.
And so how does iron toxicity express itself in women? Osteoporosis. It's the first sign. Hot flashes are the body says, wait a minute, what is all this toxic iron? We got to get it out. It's trying to sweat it out.
So then, Shelly,
the pores.
So Shelly, if you have a woman who feels that she's getting close to that time,
right?
Can she start adjusting herself so that she may not get those hot flashes?
Absolutely. She can donate blood. And, you know, now some people are really, really sick, Matt, and need help before they go in to start donating blood. But a lot of people can donate blood right off the bat. If they're relatively healthy, then I would. If you're feeling run down and you're sick and you've got comorbidities, you've got cholesterol and diabetes and all these kind of things, I would not recommend starting with blood donation. I would start with supplementing your minerals like copper and magnesium, all these important things that we're so deficient in. So I hope you all will listen next month when I have Morley. He is a world-renowned specialist in all
this.
Okay,
but now let's promote this too. Not this coming Wednesday, but the next Wednesday, Shelly, you and I are going to get together and do another live Facebook at your conference.
I'd love it. Absolutely.
And because the other one we did is getting great reviews, and you just put out a ton of information. So you should put that in your calendars.
Which would be the first.
The first Wednesday, the first, and it'll start approximately 12. No, no.
Nine.
It'll be from 9 to 11.
9 to 11.
Okay.
Yeah. So can we go back to bacteria is good and, you know, as the truth. The truth is not it's we shouldn't ever be fearful of viruses or bacteria. We don't need to be worried about these things, you all. We need to fight them. We need to fight them with our natural immune systems. Okay, our bodies were made to fight off these infections. I mean, there are normally 20 to 40,000 bacteria in your gut. Okay, you take all these antibiotics, what are you doing?
You're adjusting things that are out of normal.
You kill the ones the antibiotic will kill, right? Okay, what happens to the bugs that are resistant to the antibiotics?
They get stronger.
They grow unabated. Now they don't have any competition. The bugs you killed with the antibiotic are gone. And so now the indolent resistant strains will overgrow the surface.
So, Shelly, if you're basically in good health and you're moderate in what you do, wouldn't you think that you should be impervious to getting sick?
Well, you certainly can. So all of the symptoms that we get are our immune system fighting off infection, okay? And so when you say, well, I'm going to take the allergy meds because, you know, I get congestion and all that, you're suppressing the natural immune system, okay? You don't want to do that. What you want to do is you want to help and bolster the natural immune system. And the way to do that is the sun. You know, back in 1918, when the Spanish flu epidemic was happening, how did people heal? They literally rolled the beds outside.
That's right.
And they got them in the sun. Yeah.
You can't help. It's almost like a flower. The flower is reaching for the sun.
Yeah.
When I walk outside and that sun hits, if it's not freaking Texas hot weather, okay?
Right.
When you go out there and you take that breath, that deep breath of cool air into your lungs and you can feel the sun beaming on you, it's just like, feel alive.
It makes you feel good.
So there is such a thing as being too clean.
Absolutely. So if you are cleaning the surfaces and, you know, they literally have people watching the healthcare providers to make sure that they're using their chemical pumps on the walls, you know, and cleaning, you know, their hands diligently. And that's why they have all of these methicillin-resistant staph infections, especially in the hands, because they're, you know, doing the pumpers too much.
So, and, parents, when your little boy comes in from outside and is filthy from head to toe, he's perfectly healthy.
He's a healthy. So, yeah. So, let's think about, like, the grocery cart. Okay?
Ew.
Just think. I know. I know.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, the gas pump, the grocery cart. So, let's think about the grocery cart. You come in and, you know, they're these kind of self-righteous people. They get the wipe and they wipe down the surface. Mm-hmm. And then they kill all the normal bugs and all the resistant strains. They put
right
on their hands.
We're going
on
a break, but you got the cashier picking up each product with their hands.
Exactly.
And they're going to give it back to you. It doesn't make sense. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes with Dr. Shelley Cole. We'll see you on the other side. 254-697-6633.
Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your neutrino feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio, HealthySuccessWorks.com. Check it out. If you can't remember that, go to aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page, click on our icon, and there you are. Judge Andy Isaacs in the studio, Shelby, taking care of the board for me. Callers on the phone, all sorts of stuff going on. I'll tell you what, I got a special little treat for you coming up right here. Let's go to the phone. This is going to be dead here, and we'll use this microphone. Caller, welcome to the program. Who do I have calling?
Boy. I believe it's the Ditch Doctor. Good morning, brother. How's everybody doing?
Bill, how the hell are you, man?
Well, why don't I just lie and say I'm just doing great?
Well, give me a, you got like a minute and a half here. Give me a synopsis and just tell us what's going on so we can pray for you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that. 2 months ago, I went into full arrest twice. My defibrillator brought me back from the dark side. I am currently a resident in the cardiac intensive care unit at the big house on the hill. And I am waiting for that perfect donor heart to show up. It's going to be a photo finish. I have a machine that's picking up about two-thirds to three-quarters of my blood flow needs right now that's keeping me alive. And so far the last two nights in a row, I've had bad runs of atrial fibrillation followed by crushing chest pain, which is not near as funny as it sounds. So I'm hanging in there and trying to keep everything running until the Lord deigns to drop off a new heart for me. So that's kind of my situation right there. And if anybody that's listening knows me or knows of me and wonders what they can do to help, the answer is I need prayer. That's the only thing that's holding me up and keeping me right. So,
Bill, it's
there. You have it.
It's Shelley. We're just praying for you, and you are in great hands. So, you know, though I discredit the profession a lot, they do some really, really good acute care. They really do.
They really do.
You know, and you're in great hands up there, okay? And they do amazing
I don't doubt that for a second. Yeah. You know, Shelley, the nurses in the ICU, these people play on a whole other level. They are wonderful. They're brilliant. They're fast on their feet. And they've been really taking excellent care of me for the last 5 weeks. I've been up here now waiting on a heart.
Well, you know, I came and visited you, and a doc came and spent at least 30 minutes with
us. Yes, yes.
I mean, it was incredible. He was caring, thoughtful, and so they're wonderful people in the profession. My problem is the chronic disease management, you know, the treating symptoms.
Absolutely.
Instead of disease that I have problems with, but in this situation, you know, medicine shines. So you're in great hands.
I know I am, darling. And I loved your visit, by the way. The only complaint I have is I was absolutely forced to take the COVID vaccine if I wanted to be a part of the transplant process. Other than that.
Yeah. Everybody just drops their jaw when they hear that.
Yeah. Oh, well, do you want a heart? If you want a heart, then roll up your shirt sleeve, big boy.
Wow.
It has nothing to do with the heart. It has to do with money. That's Matt's opinion, which is probably pretty accurate.
Well, you know, to say that we're in an emergency and need a drug that's under emergency use authorization, which the current vaccine is still under the EUA. And there's no emergency. There's no COVID emergency now. It is appalling.
No,
I'm so sorry.
The only emergency is scruples. We have emergency lack of scruples, in our government. And that's really the end of it. It really is. But thank you guys for letting me call. I love all of you.
Hold up, man. Hold up. I want to say a prayer for you. Get ready.
All right, my
friend.
I'm
going to say a prayer for Bill here. Lord, I want to just thank you for your blessings. I want to thank you for being associated with Bill, and I want to lift him up to you, that you give him strength and healing, quick healing when the heart comes, and that the doctors seek your wisdom, not their own, and apply it to Bill, and all goes well. Quick, easy peasy, lemon squeezy type of deal, Lord. We lift him up to you, the doctors, the families, for their support and their comfort, and we know and have faith, no matter which way it goes, it's your will. And we pray through your son's name.
Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And I'm pretty sure that that might be the first time that God has heard easy peasy lemon squeezy in a prayer. But
whatever,
but
dude.
It's okay.
All right, Bill, man. I love you, dude. I'll see you soon, I'm sure. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, friends, and God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was Bill Huffman. Huffman, the Ditch Doctor. He was my former executive producer, and on this show, he's the Ditch Doctor. Good guy. Say prayers. He's going to make it. I have no doubts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Shelley, go ahead.
And we were talking about him off air when he was calling on the phone.
We're always talking about you, Bill.
We were talking about you, Bill.
It was great.
Yeah, I was
just saying. Tell you
that, you know, we like to have a conversation. It really gets boring if somebody's just up here reading, you know, content and to have the back and forth. And I was telling them, you know, when we were together, it was like you would say some outrageous outrageous.
He's talking about Bill, yeah.
And it was just outrageous comment. And I'm like, so how am I supposed to come
back
at
that?
That
was one of the key things about Bill. Bill would track with me so well, because when he saw I had a brain lapse, he goes, Matt, how about this? And he would just stumble and trip up and until I got my senses back and I'd be okay. Or he'd come up with something that would just make their a pause. Listen, don't say
sharp
anything.
As a tack.
What was that?
He is sharp as a tack, like lemon peasy.
Right. Okay. All right, we got about, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, let's dispel another wonderful lie in healthcare. The root canal. Mm. Okay? Now she done quit
preaching, went to meddling.
Yeah, now she's meddling. Okay, everyone's getting angsty in their chair. Okay, so...
Shot, take the
juice. So, and I would love to fully inform somebody, if somebody's going to be getting a root canal soon, you know, the dentists say, well, you've got to have the root canal, right? And they say that because the infection has invaded down to the pulp of the tooth. And so what they do is they take the artery and they take the nerve out of the tooth.
Right.
And then they clean it out and fill it with something called gutta percha, which is a wax. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yes.
And then, of course, they put a little metal in there, too. So you can see them on the x-rays. But mm-hmm. but what they don't really discuss is that it's a dead tooth.
Mm-hmm. And
okay?
Viable
yeah, in your living jaw. You know, so it's a dead tooth. And to make it even worse, it's an infected tooth. No matter how well they can clean out that root, there are tiny little tributaries that feed and nourish the rest of the tooth called dentin tubules.
You know, I could be obnoxious with you and open my mouth and show you the gaping hole in my mouth because I said, no, just take it out.
Well, good, Matt. And that really made a difference in your health.
And let me tell you something. That gum and everything was infected, puffed up, the whole works.
Right.
And I'm like, no, because the information that I have that I feel and believe is true, I based my decisions based off of that.
So you did it recently.
I said, I can yank that sucker, man.
And so did they say to get a root canal?
They proposed it.
Right.
And I said, I'll go the other option.
I went through this 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
I went in and it was hurting me so bad. And they were like, yeah, we're going to do a root canal. And I went, I want you to put on my chart and my kids' charts, we do not do root canals. And I said, you're going to have to pull it if it's that bad.
Yeah.
And they pulled it. And back here, I've got a huge, because I went, absolutely not. No, because Dr. Shelley told me not to do that.
Oh, my gosh, Shelby, you listened.
So I want to make a comment, though. with that gaping hole in our teeth, it's a lot of fun to play with your tongue.
and food for later. Well, you all, so when I learned this about the root canal, this was back in 2019, they took out my root canal. And there were 22 infections at the base of the root canal. And I had had the root canal when I was in high school, 45 years before.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? So you have to understand, they're all infected.
Yeah, but you got some devastating information when it comes to women and root canals.
Right, yeah, right. 95% of women who have breast cancer have a root canal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
On the same side, right?
On the same side, typically. But they're also, you know, I've asked 34 people with cancer, and there's studies, so you can just look it up. But 34 people with cancer, and 32 of them had root canals, and two of them had either a broken infected tooth or a wisdom teeth extraction site.
All right, we're going to take a break. Be back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Visit thekaytheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thekaytheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rockdale, Texas, since 1947.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let's get you all squared away here. Let Cox's AC and Heating install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and the most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC, at 254-697-4252. Dr. Shelley Cole in the studio, callers, commenters, the whole works. I've got a caller on the line, wants to ask Shelley a question. Shelley, that mic's dead again. Let's push it to the way to the side. Caller, welcome to the program. Just state your question and stay on the line. Shelley will answer for you.
Okay. My mother has many health concerns, but one of which, she is anemic. She's received some iron infusions and actually just had a recent hospital stay. And they, of course, blood tested and they said, don't take any more iron. You know, your iron level is good, you know. But, of course, she's still anemic and, unfortunately, on blood thinners. And I'm assuming has an active bleed, you know. But one thing that is concerning for me is that she is cold all the time.
Cold?
Yeah. And is that because she's anemic, or what's the situation there could be, okay, possibly?
Well, my profession believes that anemia is iron deficiency anemia, okay? But it's not. It's anemia of chronic inflammation, okay? And so they tend to treat with iron, and iron makes it worse, okay? If you go back to the studies of the early 1900s, where they literally bled birds out and really looked at what makes the red blood cells grow, and how do we propagate and make them? And it really was vitamin A. Okay, so one thing, anyone who's anemic would highly benefit from vitamin A. And so vitamin A is in cod liver oil. And so we kind of have a lot of cod liver oil in the office. And, you know, if you wanted to come and get our cod liver oil, we would let you have it. I don't know if I want to give it to everyone who comes.
Hey, Shelley, can I interject?
Right.
Yeah. Caller, stand by 1 second. I don't mean to interrupt.
Sure.
I've always wondered this. Who figured out cod liver oil?
Well, back in the 40s, they would write medical literature talking about beef liver curing anemia. I mean, these things are, and morally, you need to listen next time we have Morley on. He is the leading world authority in what your mother is suffering from, okay? And the iron deficiency anemia is, it's not iron deficiency. Obviously, you know, you've had iron infusions, which just make it worse. So it just depletes what happens when you have toxic levels of iron and dysregulation of iron. It sucks the calcium out of the bones, okay? And it puts the calcium in soft tissue, like the coronary arteries, like the liver, like the breast, and cause dysregulation. Have you seen that?
She does have calcium in some of her veins.
Yes.
You know, they have mentioned that.
Yes.
And so
that's because of excess iron.
Yeah, and this time around, I would say instead of, this is her second time receiving iron infusions, and this time around she has felt worse instead of better.
Yeah, so if you know, look at the graphs, you may get a little kick in the production of red blood cells giving iron, but within 6 weeks, it starts to drop down and go down. What really helps the production of red blood cells is going to be vitamin A and copper. And so copper is super important, and you need to come to our free workshop so you can learn about some things like this.
Well, I tell you what, when you said iron, you caught my radar there, And, you know, and like I say, she's feeling worse instead of better this time around. And she's still very tendency to be cold, you know.
So
and that's kind of concerning for me.
Yeah, for, she's because cold because
winter's coming on and
right.
and it's going to get worse, you know.
She's cold because the body is trying to keep the core warm. So all of the extremities, the blood is shunted towards the core of the body to keep the temperature in the body. So the extremities are cold. She, you know, she gets cold really fast.
And, you know, I just had this discussion with somebody here, and people think we came from a one-celled amoeba. No, that's God. That's a God programming thing right there.
Right.
For sure.
So, yeah, she needs minerals. You know, she needs salt, and she needs vitamin A, and she needs magnesium and copper. And we had a gentleman who had a hemoglobin of 7, which is half normal, okay? We treated him with vitamin A and copper, and he was up to 14 within, I think it was probably about 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And see, she's been running at 8-1 to 9-1 for quite a while now.
Right.
And you
put her on a blood thinner, and she's kind of slowly, silently losing blood through the gut. You know, that
exactly.
happens with those
you know,
blood thinners.
And that's another thing that I would need is something to help heal her gut, you know, because she does have an active bleed there. Right now it's very minor, but, you know, at any given time that could be a different story, which we did have happen last year, you know.
Well, nothing is
and
minor
so,
when your hemoglobin's 8, okay?
Right.
So, you know, we make 2.5 million new red blood cells a second.
A second?
Oh,
a second.
Wow.
Okay, if you don't have the things I'm talking about, you don't make those.
God,
if you take iron,
you
know, the last step in the production of heme, which is hemoglobin, is the copper comes along and drops a little iron into the center of the molecule. If you don't have copper, then you don't have that. You don't happen.
You don't have that cycle happening.
That's right.
Well, you know, and here a while back I had asked the doctors, well, does she need vitamin A? Oh, no, you don't. You get it from your food, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but the food that we have is not the food of years ago, you know, that nowadays is produced commercially, you know, and in some places it's in hot houses or whatever.
How did you know about vitamin A? That's fantastic.
Well, you know, actually, years ago she had had a major hospital stay, and for whatever reason they had put her on vitamin A, which I, at that time I didn't know the reason why they put her on vitamin A.
Right.
And now
they
knowing. Yeah, they don't do it,
So beef liver.
And I don't.
Beef liver is a really good thing for her to eat, okay?
Yeah.
Beef liver.
Yeah, and that's hard to find now because a lot of the beef liver has been.
I got a story, for you. Military, basic training, starving to death.
Uh-oh.
Thinking I'm going to have steak with liver. Oh, my God.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, well, beef liver. It's not what it used to be. It doesn't have the copper that it used to. It doesn't have the vitamin A that it used to. But it's still the most dense, rich nutrient. We've got these organ meats. We've got the best desiccated organ meats in the office.
Shelley, I'm raising my hand because I have a serious question. If the liver is the filter of the body and it takes all the contaminants out, why is liver still good to eat?
Because it concentrates the vitamin A, and it's just the richest,
so
deepest. Absolutely,
okay.
It is really the best. So organ meats are the most nutrient dense meats that we have, and the bone.
Same with kidneys.
Like, yeah, absolutely. So we have a product in the office. It's got liver, spleen, heart, adrenals and kidney in it. And because people don't like to eat those meats anymore, so we've got desiccated pills where they can take it instead of, you know, eat it.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Caller, I'm going to let you go. Thanks. Just for the reason we were coming up to a hard break. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Hope all goes well.
Well, thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right. Shelby, what, how much time I got?
You got about 35 seconds.
Shelly, with the 35 seconds, talk about your seminars.
So it depends on how much interest we have, but at least once a month we do a workshop in-house. And so you come to our office and we have a classroom every week. I teach a class, and that's really how I learned this stuff, was I would see people's blood pressure drop when I would give them certain diets, and their blood pressure would drop. And I go, well, why is their blood pressure dropping? And then I learned, you know. We have the workshop. It's free. We do cover a lot of topics like what causes cancer and Alzheimer's disease and genetic abnormalities.
Okay, Shelly, we got to take a break.
Sure.
When we come back, we'll have one more segment with Dr. Shelly Cole. Once again, before the top of the hour, the midday, I'll repeat the propositions. We'll be back in 3 or 5.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Attention to detail, customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. Budgethostcameron.com.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm trying to answer everybody's comments and all that kind of stuff on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. But welcome back to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. I wanted to make mention that that ad you just heard at Margaritas in Rogers. The reason I selected it was because it was kind of midpoint between Cameron and Temple. Being based here with the Cox's AC and Lennox program studios, I have to figure out what's easiest for everybody. And I went to Rogers Margaritas Restaurant. The food was excellent. Armando was there. My gosh, this guy was everything I wanted him to be. Polite, courteous, with a smile, attentive, just the right amount of attention. The restaurant is clean, it's proficient. The staff there was friendly and helpful. The food was cooked. The cook there was great. The food that I got out there was fantastic. So we're going to have the meet and greet there on November 18th, right after that show on Saturday, which will have Dr. Shelley Cole and your guest?
Morley Robbins.
He'll be out via phone call, of course.
Yep.
And then after that, we'll take a little bit of time to travel, get there, and approximately 1 to 1:30, we'll get together. We just want to get together and say hi. Hey, you know, we're all like-minded people thinking the same thing, getting together, just supporting one another, and it'll be really good. So check it out. And prior to that, go ahead and check out Margaritas. It's pretty cool. Got a little bar there as well. Get a drink.
Yeah. Serve margaritas?
If they don't, they need to change the name. They need to change it to Brewski.
Is it? I need to know if it's wine-based or if it's liquor-based, because that matters to me.
Yeah, and that's a good question.
I need to know.
Look, I'm a bartender, and I've had the wine-based. Sorry, it's not a margarita. It's not a margarita. But I did something special with my margaritas. When you're making a margarita, you put it over the ice, you mix the ingredients, you shake it up, you pour it in the glass. I don't do that. I keep the ice totally out of it. I put all the ingredients together, shake it up, mix it up, and then pour it over the ice. Mm-hmm. Because if you have the ice in there, you're diluting it from the get-go. So here you have, you shake it all up, you pour it into a glass of ice with a salted rim, and my gosh, it's delicious. I must say so myself.
I know you feel like you're onto something there, but that's generally how you're supposed to do it.
No.
No,
you put rocks. You put the rocks in the shaker. You put ice in the shaker. You put your
chilled cubes.
Hey man, we're trying to do some medical stuff here.
This is important.
Just don't worry about it.
This is medicine,
Andy. This is medicinal. Look, you put ice in the shaker. You put the ingredients in. You shake it up, and you pour it off of fresh ice. No, screw that.
Just take a shot of tequila and be done with it.
Exactly.
Squeeze some lime juice in.
All I know is bartending. They specifically asked for my margaritas because, like, what are you doing? I'm going, it ain't nothing. It's not rocket science, man. It's simple. But anyway, Dr. Shelley Cole. Healthy. Sorry, Shelley. Maybe you should put, instead of doing IVs with
ozone,
do margaritas.
Margarita IVs.
Margarita enema.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mike, yours. Go ahead.
Well, and Shelby, you know, you were talking about the root canal, mm-hmm. and we can treat infections with ozone mm-hmm. in the mouth. You know, that's very, very common. And ozone is a gas, but it is a detox. It helps with energy. It helps any kind of cancer therapy go much more smoothly. And so we have cancer patients coming in. If they're having chemo or radiation, they can get ozone in addition to it, and they just feel better. They just recover better. So mm-hmm. it's good stuff.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Since you paused there, Judge, let's wrap all this up. I don't know, about 7 minutes probably. So let's make sure we get this all in here. Why don't you talk about Morningstar Ranch, what's going on in your auctions and stuff?
Morningstar Ranch on November 4th, which is the first Saturday in November, we're having an auction at 3 o'clock at the ranch under our covered arena. Diamond Wishes Children's Charity brings all the stuff. We get all the proceeds. We don't share it with anybody. It's all new stuff in the box, electronics, jewelry, Christmas decor, appliances, small appliances, cookware, toys, outdoor stuff, generators, fishing and camping equipment. 4701 County Road 328.
So wait a minute, Judge. So in other words, on each and every one of those objects, somebody can bid.
That's right.
In an auction form.
That's right.
There's a chance, ladies and gentlemen, there's a chance for you to get some fantastic items at an incredible price, and that incredible price will also help Andy with the ministry.
That's right. They'll bring, like, good example, they'll bring Christmas decorations from Neiman's. From Neiman's. So 4701 County Road 328 is our address. You can give us a call at 512-455-2552. Thank you.
Let me go over the propositions. I told you I'd do this before the end of the show. I've got 14 propositions. Now, look, we're going to number them 1 through 14. It's either going to be an F for four or A or against. Okay? We good to go? So here we go. Number one, four, two, against, three, four, five, against, seven, against, eight, against, nine, four, 10 against, 11 against, 12, four, 13 against, 14 against. Now, this has come from the Colonel, right from Brown. I got this guy on my show. He's a freaking awesome individual, great human being, great patriot. He studies it hard, and he does what the best according to the Constitution. So these are his opinions on what it is. We follow him because we trust him, okay? So write that down.
He explained it well earlier. If you need to refer back to the beginning of the show where he explained all of these propositions in detail and why he did for and against, just go to the Facebook page, to the video, and go to the morning show part.
Also, the quicker way would probably come Monday or Tuesday. You can do it immediately. Once the show is done, go to Facebook. But then after that, it'll be on podcast in Apple, Spotify, or Podbean. Now, Shelley, we got about probably 3 minutes, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and finish whatever you want to do.
Gosh, I didn't realize I was going to have any time.
While you're thinking, let me tell you this. Next week is going to be the Halloween party.
Right.
We're going to have as many people as I can here with costumes on. You can vote them in, whatever. And don't forget, on the 18th of November, we're going to have the meet and greet. Mark it in your calendars. I would love to see you have there. Great restaurant, great food, great prices.
Okay. One of the lies is autoimmune disease. You know, docs say...
Is that AIDS?
It is an autoimmune infection. So they'll say the body just starts attacking itself and we don't know why. That's how they explain it to patients. And what I would say to you is that's not true. The body doesn't do anything excess. It's certainly not going to use valuable resources fighting infection or causing an inflammation unless there's a really, really good reason, okay? And so that really, really good reason is oftentimes an infection in the jaw. Okay, infection in the jaw, like the root canals.
And your dentist saying to clean your mouth out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So what happens is when bacteria get in pockets in the jaw, they become anaerobic. They don't need oxygen. And so they release toxins. And toxins attack joints and cause rheumatoid arthritis. Or they attack the thyroid and cause Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Or they attack the gut and cause Crohn's and ulcerative colitis. Or they cause myocarditis. So these are what are said to be autoimmune disease in the body just attacking itself, when in truth it really is an infection in the jaw.
You know, I've been through this with you for years. And when you talk about it again, I'm just like, man. I can only imagine people hearing this for the first time. They're going, what? Oh, you're a nutcase.
You can call me a nut all you want, but I shadowed a biological dentist for 5 months. Every Monday I went to his office and I shadowed him. And I got up at 5:30 and drove for an hour and a half, and I'd get to his office and he'd start at 7:10 on Monday morning. And I saw more disease cured in that dental office than I did training at the Mayo Clinic.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up the show. It's always a pleasure and an honor to serve. If I was to pan the camera, you'd see the wagon wheel that I hang up here just as a representation of I am the hub. I'm nothing without the seasoned oak spokes, the Andy Isaacs, the Dr. Shelleys, the Christine Stevensons, the Melinda Bulls.
The Shelbys.
Shelby, of course. I've got all these people. It doesn't happen without all of them. Now, look, this is the last voice in the local area that I know of that pushes God Bless America. You need to support it. I need your help. Until next week. How much time I got, Shelly?
5 seconds.
God bless. Keep your powder dry. Shelly, thank you very much.
Okay, I got to go see some people in jail.